back at the Lawler Event Center as we're getting ready for Chattanooga and Nevada coming up at the top of the hour. Mox trying to get back on the winning track after a loss on Tuesday, but sitting down with Coach Will Wade. Coach, this is a pretty darn good team you're facing, and it really starts with a guy who could have gone to the NBA last year. That's Deonte Burris. What do you think of him?
Yeah, Deonte Burton's a really, really good player. I mean, averaging 25 points a game, you know, get 17, 18, 19 shots. They make sure they get him plenty of clips every night, which is what you got to do when you've got a talent like him. You know, I think he's, you know, definitely has NBA potential and you know, will be playing professionally somewhere next season. So, got that. They got a couple good three-point shooters around him. A kid, Perez, a transfer from UTEP. Really good three-point shooter. And they got a 6'8 kid, Cole Huff, 5 of 12 on the year from three. Good three-point shooter, moves well. They're going to try to use him against our pressure a little bit, have him handle the ball. So, you know, they've got some nice pieces. They've got a good team. They're obviously in a very tough conference, the Mountain West Conference out here. And it'll be a big challenge for us tonight, but I think our guys are prepared and ready to go.
One thing from what I understand, they don't do as well is they have a hard time defending the arc. Do you guys feel you're going to be able to get some shots off against these guys from three-point land?
Yeah, our game plan is to really give them a heavy dose of our ball screen sets, and I think we're going to have guys open for three off that. We got to step up and knock them down with confidence. We did a lot of shooting last night when we came in here, and we did a lot of shooting today at shoot around, and we're going to get here a little bit earlier than we typically do to get even more shots up before the game tonight. And you know, we got to step up and hit them with, knock them down with confidence. We're going to get plenty of open looks. We just got to make them count.
Tough place to play. It's one of probably the louder arenas you're going to hear in the nation. How do you guys deal with that?
Well, we just got to stick to our plan, stick to what we do. We got to stay close as a team. Got to have tight huddles. We got to have great communication. You know, you got to knock all that stuff out and zone all that stuff out and focus in on who we are and what we're doing. And our guys have did a good job of that in our first road game at Radford. This is going to be a whole different animal. There'll probably be 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people in here tonight. It'll be a great crowd. And we just got to stick to our plan, stick to what we do. It's what we work on. It's what we practice, and that'll be good enough.
Talking to some of the folks at Nevada, one thing they mentioned in their last game, they had 31 fouls and 40 free throws from the opposing team. Apparently, the referees are calling things a lot closer this year. Have you found that to be the same thing this year, and are you anticipating a tightly called ball game?
Yeah, I think it'll be tightly called. Most of them have been. Our last game against Kennesaw wasn't, which was great. We were able to both kind of play a little bit. But typically, the officiating's a little different out here on the West Coast. I've come out here when I was at Harvard, and you know, it's different. They call it even closer out here before. So with the new rules, I do anticipate it'll be closely called. And Nevada's similar to us in that they don't have a lot of depth on their bench. So any of the fouls that are called really, really hurt them. So we've got to be smart tonight. We can't put ourselves in bad situations. We've got to have guys make smart decisions, upon fouling, when to foul, when not to foul, what's a good foul, what's a bad foul. We've got to be smart, keep ourselves out of foul trouble. And, we're going to drive the ball at them and hope to get some of their better players in foul trouble and see if we can equal things out that way.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
All right, time for a break. When we come back, we will continue with our pregame show. We're counting down to Chattanooga and Nevada at the top of the hour. That's coming up right after this as you listen to Mox Basketball from Learfield Sports on ESPN Radio 105.1 The Zone.